You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Cowboys practice underway. Tyler Guyton with no knee brace.
Uh-oh.
And then Trayvon Diggs also participating in the media portion of the practice. That would be back-to-back full practices for them, or full participation as listed in the injury report. So Trayvon Diggs said 75 to 80% chance he plays. Are we moving further in the right direction?
I think so.
Okay, good. Now, time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Appreciate that, Kevin. We've got a lot of ground to cover here. And we're going to start with Major League Baseball. We'll get to the Rangers TV broadcast in just a moment.
Mm.
I have questions.
Oh.
Was David Murphy pulling a bit here? The MLB ballpark app was down over the weekend.
Oh, dear.
And before, I believe it was the Red Sox game, there were people that had to get tickets printed at the, they had to rush to the place, the will call or whatever, the ticket office.
Like the whole app for, oh my gosh.
15 minutes after the game started. Whoops. Kevin, I want you to see this picture real quick. That's the line.
Holy of crap. People. That is a lot of
that's
people.
After the game started. Now.
Yeah, because they do like everything through that now.
The MLB ballpark app is, I like it a lot.
Me too.
The Orioles printed out 30 to 40,000 tickets for Adley Rutschman's debut. And gave them to you as you left the ballpark. Like that was their, you know, there've been, I like the MLB app.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
I think it's useful. Hell, we used it when we went to the Dodgers game, when we were out in California. And I know when something like this happens, what's the first thing everybody's going to say? We should have paper tickets.
Yeah.
And I know, like,
how many of those people would have had paper tickets, though?
You and Mike, though, well, and that's a good question. But you and Mike are very adamant that you prefer, that you like having the paper ticket because you like your collector.
Yeah, I think it's neat. Like I said, I still have my ticket stub from the Nolan Ryan's 5,000th game. And that's where I was able to find that ticket stub. Remember, we showed to Bruce Bochy that I was at that mm-hmm. Cubs game where Eric Schau plunked Andre Dawson and just pandemonium broke out.
Yeah, that was a situation there.
He was sad about that.
But having that ticket, this is ridiculous. I keep all of my airplane tickets on my, because just so I know where I'm going, like okay. Or where I've been. I don't know. Maybe it's ridiculous, but they're all on my my wallet on my phone. Like I have all my any concerts I've been to that I've done. They're all there, so I have them. It's kind of like, what was that, the big craze back in the little cards you would get on, the old digital cards that you would
get. Oh, yeah.
That Mike was like.
Top Shot.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of like that, but I know the first thing people are going to say is, you should have printed tickets, you shouldn't do this. But we all like having the digital. It's convenient. It's very convenient to have it.
That's true.
Until something like this happens, right. And then you're like, what the hell? But let's not act like printed tickets, there were never problems. There is, dude, we've seen people print up fake tickets. We've seen all sorts of stuff in the times that we've gone through the real ticket thing.
Because I guess I was going to say the world of the scalper is gone, but I guess that's just they built a more reputable business out of it. Make no mistake, those people are still scalpers. Is you would be worried, did you get a fake ticket? And like...
Yeah, dude, I was always scared about that. I do also
sounds
remember...
Sounds like you were dealing with scalpers a lot.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
I would pull up to a game occasionally and just be like, how many do you got?
Okay. You know what I always thought was the amazing part? I'm sorry, real quick. Scalping.
NFTs. That's
moment. Scalping moment. And the cards were called Top Shot. The hoops ones. I like the way how they go, does anybody have any tickets for sale? Because I guess that is your way of getting around. You can't just
I'm openly, not trying to sell tickets. Yeah. I'm trying to buy tickets.
Yeah, you're like, I got tickets for sale, and that's against the law.
I got these other tickets that I would exchange with them if they would like, because it's part of the, you know, the fun.
I did not understand that at first, but then
are
I was like...
Why are these guys always trying to buy tickets from you?
Yeah, it's like, this is a 90s Mavericks game. Just go walk up there. They got tickets. But that's not really what they were trying to do.
I remember, and whoever has three tickets, that doesn't make any sense, but... For whatever reason, my dad's friend was like, hey, we're going to this Stars game. It's like, all right. So we show up, four of us, and he's got three tickets. And they went to buy an extra ticket, and it was so, like, the number, they were sold out.
Okay.
And so they were like, well, we can't go to the game. We had to go to the office. Oh. How much cooler would it have been to be able to go to an app back then and just pull up and be like, there's no tickets available. We can't go to the game. Don't worry about it. That being said, we ended up selling those to somebody in the parking lot for like...
Oh, that's illegal.
Is it illegal? I wasn't scalping them. I was just selling them.
I think that is an all-encompassing
Why?
Term.
Why is it illegal? I wasn't think, going to the game anyway.
I don't know.
Why can I sell it on StubHub or SeatGeek or
Look,
whatever?
Man, that is a much longer conversation about how things get corporatized and now they're legal versus just somebody out there in the streets wants to do it. It's illegal. That's a longer conversation.
They do that in the streets. Do you know, not the Muffin Man, do you know who Mason West is?
Okay, go ahead. I was going to make a smart-ass comment that was going to do nobody
I know
any
our
good.
Boss right now is going, of course I know who Mason West is.
Go ahead.
He was drafted number one. Or drafted in the first round by the Chicago Blackhawks. He was the, he's called the pride of Adina, if you will.
Okay.
He has chosen, because most of the time in hockey, if you're chosen in the first round, you're done with high school. Like you're, all right, go play in the junior leagues, go off and do something else. He decided, no, I'm staying in high school. I'm finishing my senior year. He's also going to go to Michigan State. He was offered D1 football scholarships, though. By Marshall and Kent and other states, schools like that as well.
Isn't Kent State usually the worst team in college football?
Yeah.
So maybe not so bad there.
He threw four touchdowns over the weekend, Kevin. And this dude, seriously, I watched one of them. It was he ran around. He had the defense on skates.
Okay. Because it's hockey. Yeah, I get it.
And
I
then threw a bomb touchdown. It was pretty awesome. So that's interesting. You're a first round pick in the NHL draft.
That's impressive.
And you decide, screw that. I got to finish my senior year so I can play some football. And you know what? That might be the case too. Maybe he's sitting there going, I'll never be able to play this level, like any kind of football again. Might as well enjoy this now.
Look, I know eventually it didn't pan out for him in the NFL, but he got there. And it was like the day that I saw Jackson Jeffcoat have like a sack, block a kick, and get named homecoming king at halftime. And I was like, man, you're good at too many things. And so this reminds me of like, you're a great hockey player.
Jammed in another basketball game later
on. Yes. And so this hockey player, you're good at hockey, good enough to be a first round draft pick. And you're like, but I'm also good at quarterback. And you're like, that's too many skills. You're too good.
That's true from the 214. It's only illegal because the government can't charge taxes on it.
Agree.
The only difference.
I agree. There might be a couple of other differences too, but I agree. But I don't want to get into all of the rest of that.
If it's only two tickets, it just doesn't feel, you know,
Okay, so
it's not like I have a stack of them in my pocket that I'm waiting to unload here.
So you don't view the scalper as the two ticket guy. You're like, hey, I bought out a whole block. Like I got 40 tickets.
Yeah.
I couldn't sit down because of all these tickets.
Yeah,
in my
he's the
pocket.
One that screws you over at the Garth Brooks concert, you know?
Oh, did that happen to you?
You never heard that? Like Garth Brooks was like, no scalpers. They'd be like, whatever, we're buying 600 tickets to your stupid concert. Now everybody has to go buy them from the scalpers. But he was like, no, you can only buy two tickets at a time.
I think Adele does something like
that. A lot of people have done. Yeah. Good. My memory was he was the first one to do that. But maybe that's because around that time I was that age. You know what I'm saying? Guys, I was kind of watching the Rangers game last night. I was also doing some work.
It was an exciting game.
Yeah, no, it was a good game. But I was also doing some work at the time. And I think I'm going to start doing a segment called Did I Really Just Hear That?
Okay.
Because sometimes when you're like going through something, you're like not really paying attention to what you're hearing. And then all of a sudden you're like, did I really just hear that? And David Murphy and Jared were talking about a bat and part of the bat, I do believe. But let's see if you think David Murphy was talking about something else.
Now, a lot of guys, they like the feel of the knob. They feel like they can pull the bottom hand and that knob gives them the resistance, maybe the feel of increase in bat speed. So obviously Freeman, not a guy, he doesn't feel like he has to go up against that knob, but just snap those hands through the zone and get the barrel there.
You're a child. You think he's talking about
the end of the bat? Obviously, Kevin.
Then why are you laughing so hard? You think the knob means this ding dong, and that's what you're laughing about.
I did text Jared at one moment. I was like, what is David Murphy talking about?
Feel of the knob.
And he said, Jared also said that somebody got hit in the junk, and somebody happened to, I think maybe Sandler dropped the meatpacking district because he got hit in the junk, dude. That's not a comfortable thing.
I am a little concerned that the 13-year-old sense of humor is taking over the world, and I will admit, I am complicit in that. I will readily admit that.
You know, and that's what I also texted Jared.
But I also know words like complicit.
I said, Jared, yes, you know, we know big words sometimes. So Jared, I'm proud of you for staying professional in that moment, because if it had been on our show, we would have laughed about it and joked about it. Like we're
Did he
right
think
now.
It was ridiculously hilarious, though?
I don't know, man.
Yes, you do. You said you texted him.
He's in Arizona. He just texted back, ha ha. Like, is that ridiculously hilarious? Or that Jared just being nice and saying, hey, you 13-year-old child, I'm an adult.
No, I've heard some of the things he laughs at. I'm not saying he's exactly the same, but he has some of those same leanings.
And then, Kevin, this is starting to become more of a thing, I think. I'm starting to see more of this, but Ohio State had a frat party, and this band showed up. Do you know who this band is, Kevin? You don't know who this?
Yeah, I know the song.
I want something just like doo.
No,
doo,
no,
doo,
that is doo, doo, doo. That is Chainsmokers, but something
that's a the
different,
band, right?
That is Roses by the Chainsmokers.
That sounded like the song.
Something
I said.
Just like this with Chris Martin from Coldplay. That would be a different song. So,
are you sure that's a different song? Do we have any side by side comparison? I want to dispute that this is a different song.
Kevin, do you have another version or a different song that Chainsmokers might have?
I'm on it.
Okay, it's not the computer, just, you know, doing its thing right now. That being said, Kevin, they were at a frat party, and they were performing at this Ohio State frat party. And now I ask you, and I ask everybody out there, if a band that has hit pretty significantly huge in time is now out there performing at frat parties, does that mean, 877-881-1053, does that mean that they are out there being hitting the grassroots, knocking on doors and, you know, saying hi to everybody? Or does it mean they're washed? I don't know exactly what they're like. If they're going to frat parties, isn't that where you start? You start at frat parties and work your way up?
All right.
Or is the music industry in this place right now? It is
that
kind
is
of,
the
it does
same
sound like the same
song.
It does kind of sound like the same song.
Hold on. Are you guys pulling an Evanescence bit where we were like, these are three different songs at the same time? Okay, well, you know what? I was on the fence about this. Now that I heard that they have two exact songs, Ace of Base style, I'm going to say it's because they're washed. They're on the downturn.
Interesting. They're two different. That's two different songs. They kind of sound the same.
That is impossible. No, that's the same song.
So 877-881-1053. Are they washed or are they out there hitting the grassroots?
Is one of the band members in the frat?
Oh man,
that is a fair question.
I don't know.
That
being said, if I'm in the fraternity and they're showing up, I'm like, this is awesome. You know, I've seen All American Rejects show up at a bunch of different parties at college campuses lately too. And I was like, does that mean they're washed? I have no clue. I don't know what the vibe is at the college campus right now. If that's what it is, hey, we are partying with what used to be big stars.
See, I like this from the 682. I had Afro Man perform at my frat party 7 years ago. He's definitely washed, but that was a great party. See, washed, not washed. Just have a good time.
Yeah, I get, exactly. It really is.
What did you say? You're a young person.
I mean, I like it. I don't have any problem with the Chainsmokers if they wanted to come and perform at a college campus. I don't think there's anything wrong with anybody that wants to perform at a college campus.
He's saying show up at Mean Green and he's down. He'll be there.
Okay.
I like it.
All right. Well, there you go. From the 817, Corey and Kevin don't understand publicity. Now, I definitely understand publicity, but didn't you say Reggie is also on Reggie washed?
Reggie said washed, as a matter of fact. So okay. He even threw the R in the middle of that one right there.
And from the 321, Bill Murray shows up at frat parties and plays ukulele. Is he washed? Look, this is going to be tough for some people to hear.
That's Bill
Murray. 100% washed.
What are you doing right now?
You just need to deal with it, America. But also, he's a weirdo. And I mean that in the nicest possible way. I mean, he's a good weirdo. Mm-hmm, and weirdos do weird things. Maybe the Chainsmokers are weirdos. I don't know. But I don't think Bill Murray is the same as the Chainsmokers because that just feels like a thing he would do. He walked by someone one time at a restaurant, took a fry off of his plate, looked at that person and said, no one will ever believe you.
And nobody would believe you. Oh, Bill Murray took fries off my plate. No, he didn't. Nobody. By the way, Mavericks have announced they've re-signed Dante Exum, requested waivers on OMAC.
Yes, that was going to be in our next segment. I like it.
Never mind.
No, I'm just kidding. Omax was going to be a wanker of the week.
Oh!
For just not me. Gotcha. But that's okay.
Gotcha.
That is okay. Let's go back to the Rangers Plus, talk more about Rangers. Nope. Wanker of the holiday weekend. All right, that's all on me. I might be washed too. Next, right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got Corey Majors. And go ahead and give me another Rangers highlight. Give me number 7 so we can celebrate the Rangers.
And here's the pitch. Hit high in the air, deep right center field. This is carrying well, and this ball is history. It clears that 11-foot-high wall in right center. And Dylan Moore breaks it open. The Rangers are on easy street. It's 9-3 in the ninth.
So the Rangers will get back after it once again today against the Diamondbacks. 8 o'clock pregame, 8:40 first pitch right here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. One of the more exciting and surely one of the more satisfying wins of the entire season yesterday, with the early comeback, with the comeback again in the ninth inning, and then winning it in extra innings.
A lot of people are loving the energy Cody Freeman's brought to this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I like his story. A couple stories that have gone along with him, you know, for sure. And then whenever you're doing something special late in games for the Rangers, that makes you a fan favorite as well.
Look, on Friday, Chris Young had said that injuries can create a world where, quote, unsung heroes step up. And whether you want to stick with Cody Freeman, if you want to expand it out, as we probably should, Dylan Moore, Michael Hellman, Alejandro Osuna, Ezekiel Duran, we've talked a lot about that slide and that hustle today. They have seen a ton of people step up in a void of injuries that hopefully does not claim Adolis Garcia as well.
You know, that's another a thing I was kind of curious about, and I'm curious how you feel on this as well. The whenever this happens, do you look at the other guys who are leaders who are not playing right now and go, why weren't y'all able to get this as well? All it took was for no leaders to be around for Jock Peterson to start playing better.
Right.
Like, you know, I mean, even though he kind of started playing a little bit better along the way, but like, what was the difference? Like, what was keeping these guys from doing what they're doing right now? Is it just the schedule and the stretch of it? Or is it that mindset of, oh crap, our best guys are gone, we better be at our best right now?
You know, and I think it's probably that one, because it just feels like human nature to not that you're not trying your best, but you feel maybe less pressure because you're like, well, I have somebody that can fall back on and help me out.
Oh, you know, we've talked about that back in the day with Sean Lee and DeMarcus Ware, where teams would be like, well, Sean will take care of it.
Right.
Instead of, okay, I got you.
And so maybe that's part of the scenario, or maybe it's the exact opposite, and you go to Josh Young, who he had a really fun quote, I thought, as he goes, right now, we're not feeling the pressure. We're just going out there, and it's a fun thing to be a part of right now. And so I hate that answer now that I say it, because I'm like, it could be some pressure, could be no pressure. So I feel like I pretty much just said it could be any number of things. But I think you get where I'm going with that.
Yeah, I do like that as well for them, especially this time of year, Kevin. All we've ever really asked was, can you just give us something important in September to play for?
Yeah.
And the Rangers, for our childhoods, were usually by July, you were like, all right, we're done. And it kind of started feeling like that again this year. We're like, oh man, we might be done. Although we were just close enough. This could alter our entire thinking of a full baseball season,
right?
Because hey, it's a full baseball season, not just 80 games. But this could definitely change it if they go on a bit of a run here at the end. A, make it interesting for the rest of baseball, and B, slip into the playoffs somehow in the wild card.
Now, as we move into Wanker of the Holiday Weekend, I wanted to know if you think it's fair to say it is Omax officially waived from the team, and they're going to use the stretch provision to get below the second apron, which allows them to sign Dante Exum. Or do you think it's the Mavericks staff that just like never really gave him a shot? Or do you think he got a shot and just didn't do super great.
Man, I want to give the staff credit.
I think he got
because
a good enough shot.
They saw him every day.
Yeah.
Now, whether they knew how to, how he fit into their mix, I don't know. But I feel like Jason Kidd's seen a lot of different basketball players in his day. And even he thought Luka wasn't a good fit for them.
Oh.
I guess. I'm assuming. I don't, you don't just make a decision like that without asking the coach.
So. Well, yeah. That's a topic for another
day. I think that he got his opportunities to prove his worth to this thing, and maybe he'll find a place, and somewhere else that'll work out for him better.
Is Luis Suarez the wanker of the holiday weekend? He spit on a Seattle Sounders staffer, or if he didn't, he reared back and tried to spit.
Get this guy off the pitch.
Oh,
as great of a player as he's been, how many people has he bit in his career for one? And you don't do that unless A, you're a child, and B, you have some problems. Like, you have something else going on. We don't bite people. What are you?
That was at the World Cup.
Yeah, and he's done it. It's not just the first. Like, yeah. He's done it multiple times. Yeah. And now he's spitting on people? Dude, come on. Keep your mouth to yourself.
There is your
advice. I feel like you have to tell a child that. You don't have to tell an adult that.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. All right. We have lots of tennis stories, which I wouldn't have guessed, but here we are. All right. Tennis story number one. Sorana Cristea is, and I haven't seen if this got returned yet. She had a trophy after winning a recent women's tournament. It was stolen from her New York hotel room while she was playing in the U.S. Open. Believe it or not, that will not be the only U.S. Open theft story that we get to. All right, but somebody stole her trophy.
She won it at the U.S. Open?
No,
and it was stolen?
No. She had it at the U.S. Open because she had been traveling and won it at another tournament. And so, some of these tournaments are quick. And so she's there. It's in her hotel room.
She couldn't have just handed it off to somebody.
I don't know what her social circle looks like.
Can you take this to the house for me?
Well, and what really sucks is she lost in the second round of the U.S. Open.
And lost her trophy.
So she wasn't even there super duper long. It'd have been different if, right now she was in the quarterfinals and she's like, hey, I'm focused on other things. But, she lost, and she lost her poor trophy.
All she can think about is that trophy.
Okay. But perhaps not the most egregious theft at the U.S. Open.
You ask that trophy back and just say, hey, just leave it in the lobby of the hotel. And nobody will never have to discuss this again. Or do you say, I want justice?
I think she's probably to the point where she's like, just leave it.
Is that what you would do?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like one of her kids got stolen or something. A trophy doesn't have inherent feelings that, at least not as far as I know, that it comes back to you and is like, I was so scared. It's going to be okay. Whereas, if you remember that movie Ransom,
I do, dude.
Mel Gibson got his kid back, and then that kid sees the guy who kidnapped him. Yeah.
I get you. I understand what you're saying.
All right. Now, let's go to the stands at the U.S. Open, where the boss of the paving stone company, Drogbrook, had to apologize once he realized people saw what he did, or his version of what happened. Now, the Polish CEO was caught on camera taking away a match-worn hat from a little kid. Now,
I've never wanted to comment on Twitter so fast.
Really?
I was so furious about this.
And so that poor little kid is yelling at the player. I mean, he yells at the CEO for just a second, but then he's also yelling toward the player to hey, that guy took the hat that
you
gave me.
Can you believe what this jerk just did?
Yeah.
He snatched it quick, too.
Yeah, he did. By the way, I love the bit at, maybe they do this at all the tennis tournaments, at the major tennis tournaments where I have the giant tennis ball that you can get autographed by all the people. I think that is the coolest. And so this CEO claims that he thought the hat was being handed to him for his kids, even though it's handed almost directly in a path to that little kid, and he leans over and snatches it really quickly and then turns away super duper quickly. And he can see that kid reach out and be like, no, that was my hat. And he goes, Oh, yeah, I thought the tennis player was giving it to me for my kids for later instead of the actual kid that was right in front of him. So what really, and then they took pictures and gloated over it and everything. And so what really happened is he found out people got madder about it than he thought they would, and they started raiding his business and everything like that, and that was going to be problematic. Oh, yeah.
That's how you get people, right?
Yes.
You go rate really their business.
It really is. And so that's the real reason that he's apologizing. He says he unequivocally apologizes because he did not realize what had happened.
So did he give the hat to the kid?
Ooh.
Or did he keep it and he's just saying, I'm sorry?
That is a good question.
That's what I do here on The Fan.
I
ask the good questions.
We'll assume now because of public pressure, he'll pretend like he cared the whole time.
Or buy a different hat and be like, here, you can.
Okay. All of those are possibilities, but he counts as the wanker of the weekend, right?
Dude, he was, yes, the biggest one. I don't think there's another one this size.
And I hate to say this, but maybe Coco Gauff is another wanker of the holiday weekend. She had a big time matchup with Naomi Osaka. People were really excited, and Naomi Osaka just steamrolled her, man.
She's very good.
Osaka's
very good.
She is very good again. But, like, remember, she took a break for mental health,
yeah.
And then I'm pretty sure she had a daughter. And so, like, this feels like it could be, like, her big re-announcement on the tennis scene. So I just thought that match was going to be really awesome.
Kevin, I do want to give you a ton of credit for this.
Oh.
Because I don't know if you would do that. You might steal, like, an Aaron Judge foul ball from a kid. But
right.
I once saw you. There was a foul ball at spring training. It was hit. You went and chased it down. You had your You had your bag and everything. You went and chased that ball down. You picked it up. And we were leaving. We were leaving.
Right.
And you found a kid. And you said, here you go, kid. And his friend looked at you like, where's mine? And you were like, you stiff-armed him and pushed him down. But that other kid.
I did not push him down. I only had
made
one baseball.
That one kid's day. All right. And that was the moment that I was like, dude, look, that's the way it should be.
Right.
And I know we've had lots of discussions about foul balls at games and guys that, you know, old men or older men that'll take the ball from a kid. And we're like, come on, what are you doing here? It's
right.
A kid.
Right.
But like, that's the happiness that kid gets. Like, you're an adult at this point. Your life is probably, you know, you've taken some hits. You know, like, what do you need a baseball for? That's going to make your life. You're going to live your dreams now because you got a foul ball.
Okay, is that the nicer way of you saying, I wish at this age anything made me as happy as it? Yes, everything.
A foul ball would have made me when I was a kid.
I wish anything in the world made me as happy as Noah finding out there's a new Danny Go video
yes!
out. He is unreasonably excited. Gosh. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
To the fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Outstanding, Hagee. Outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm hoping, do we get the Tuesday CY show with Labor Day being yesterday?
We do, and it's moved a little bit. It's going to be actually at 3:20 today instead of his normal 4:20, but excited to talk to him about all these developments.
Is a fair first question that everybody on the show except for Broadus giving up on the team is what sparked this winning streak?
I think that's an interesting angle, and the great thing about CY, he's always willing to have some fun with us. So I bet he'd go there.
Just make sure you don't repeat the same question, right, or else it'll be the end of the world.
He's a good sport about that, too.
Yeah, that's happened a time or two.
At least on the show.
At least on the air.
Now, how are you guys feeling now? Broadus, I'm going to go to you first. You believe.
Yeah.
And you continued. Oh, crap. I'm sorry.
We've got enough microphones in here.
Hagee, you had the worst self-awareness of any human being I've ever worked with. Your powers of observation are god-awful.
I'm so almost, sorry.
Almost very reminiscent of a poor playing linebacker, Damone Clark, maybe last year. Some of the worst field vision I've ever seen.
Great athleticism, no freaking instinct.
I'll
tell
you this. If you write a story, you can edit the hell out of that story.
I'm over here just kind of enjoying my time listening. Everybody talking. Broadus, let me go to you as you have no microphone in front of your face. What do you got, Hagee?
Well, I was going to shout you out for never giving up on the Rangers. And
yeah, CY and I are, quick, guys. CY and I are connected at the hip.
How impressive have the variety of contributions been, especially since every day seems like you're losing a star player, yeah, but every day a new player is stepping up for
you
them.
Know, it's, I'll tell you what might have happened is you have so many of these guys all of a sudden, you know, because the season was kind of with the injuries and you had guys come up from the minors and play a little bit, then go back down, then come back up. And, you know, it shows a little bit. We always talk about depth and stuff with that. But, you know, that guys have actually had experience and maybe they got the jitters out of the way the first time around. And now they're like, okay, we're playing meaningful baseball here. And for the most part, they've done a great job. I mean, like I say, you know, last night I wasn't thinking we were going to get that key hit the way it all
unbelievable.
Worked. I was not. I was like, oh, this is going to be, here we go. We're going to have to do something different here. But no, it's been great, and the young guys have settled in, and they've been big contributors. And you've lost a lot of guys. This pitching staff clearly not the same, but you know, they've kind of figured out ways to make it work.
And hopefully we get good news today about Adolis Garcia, because it would be a shame to lose another one.
Especially two big series against Houston coming up. Yeah, I need them.
Absolutely. What was the college football game of the most note result?
LSU. Shut the hell up.
No, I was asking the rest of y'all. I was going to give you your time back.
Are we just going to continue on with this situation?
I was going to give you your time back. What was
Kevin,
it?
The smart decision would be like to say, get that microphone away from that.
Take
man,
it
right?
away from him. We all know Garrett Nussmeier is going to win the Heisman and be the number one pick in the draft. And
the Heisman Trophy for the preseason favorite has not happened since 2004. I believe Matt Leinart was that guy.
Wow, yeah. I did hear that.
Yeah, it's for when Arch got all that pub, it's probably was the not the right way to go there.
I know it's just one game, but do you think that Heisman ship has sailed for the season then?
No. Absolutely not. They'll figure out a way. You know, you guys say there's some quarterbacks that didn't look great in this, you know, that everybody's kind of counting on. And but yeah, I think there's plenty of season left to get back into this thing.
For everybody else, obviously it was LSU and Clemson. What was the next most noteworthy game of the college slate for whatever reason.
Mean Green 151.
Yeah, it was Same a 51 boys. To nothing.
Oh, I love a good 50 burger whooping
for the North Texas Mean Green. I think Khaki Kev's on to something with the Natty, the Heisman. All of it's coming back to Denton where it belongs, baby. It was probably being just balls wrong on Miami, though. I was fading Miami pretty hard. I was not a believer in Mario Cristobal or Carson Beck, and that was a pretty damn impressive victory they had against Notre Dame.
Yeah, that was big. That was a really, really fun game right there, and it looks like Miami's been able to revamp that defense. So Miami FSU coming up in like a month, that could be huge with the way FSU was able to stomp on Alabama that way. And
Alabama
really,
looks like they might be in for
that tough, was one, tough one I got right on our Bet Nation like, show that Kalen DeBoer in Alabama. This marriage is probably not going to work. Now, I do think it would have been anybody but whoever took over Nick Saban's job there. Like, I don't think it's necessarily just Kalen DeBoer, although he's not a good fit.
You don't want to be the guy after the guy.
No.
You want to be the guy after the guy who is
You were destined to fail, and there was some cracks already at the last couple of seasons there for Saban. Like, the dominance was starting to wane a little bit. But this could get really ugly for Kalen DeBoer and the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, it's not looking good, man. They're not buttoned up, and their trench play, like those guys getting bullied, is crazy. Yeah, monster storylines. I want to salute TCU and SMU as well for their work. But I want to salute Jake Ferguson's Wisconsin Badgers. They beat Miami of Ohio, where I was born, by the way. My dad was in grad school there in Oxford, Ohio. And they shut him out 17-0. So we look forward to talking with Jake today. It's going to be the first Cowboys player show.
Do you think if North Carolina's football team would have scored a few more points, Belichick would have been attracted to them?
Maybe they're cheerleaders?
I withdraw that question. All right.
I love seeing her on the sidelines, man. That was wild.
It's so
bad. And the Air Jordan. Did you see the Air Jordan posters? Where the balloons. He's got
the balloons, the background of the press conference.
Awful.
Just, it was 10 out of 10, man.
Now, I threw out a controversial...
Do you think there was clapping after the press conference, Kevin?
What's that?
Do you think there was clapping after the press conference, probably. Like the ones we were at?
Now, I had a controversial opinion. We were talking about fans and whatnot that were washed, and somebody said if I say this again, they're going to punch me in the teeth, so...
Dang.
I hope they don't.
Sounds like it hurts.
What would you say if I said Bill Murray is washed?
Man, it's hard to say Bill Murray's washed. I mean, he's had some great social media videos, you know, him giving impromptu speeches at wedding parties and stuff like that. I don't know. What's your evidence?
What's the last good movie he was in? Tell me one this decade.
What was the zombie one? Shaun of the Dead?
It was
Zombieland.
Zombieland. Yeah. And that came out 15. In 2009. That was 16 years ago.
He might be washed.
Didn't he win an Academy Award for some?
He did not.
The guy from The Godfather's daughter.
Yes,
won the
Academy. I'm glad you said that.
But that was a real movie, right?
Yes, it was. I believe he might have been nominated. That was 22 years ago.
I like the Phoenician Scheme. It was pretty good. He played God, I think.
Looks like he's got some stuff coming out.
You guys ever heard of that movie?
Looks like he's fixing to prove you wrong.
It's a Wes Anderson movie. It just came out in 25.
Yeah. Summer blockbuster film.
No, it was not a summer blockbuster. So I was just curious because when people are like, how dare you? I thought, what's the last good thing that Bill Murray was in?
Yeah, I still see it. He'll pop up on a podcast from time to time, tell a good story. I still think he's got it in him. Okay. But yeah, from a movie standpoint, proof's in the pudding.
And it was probably a story about the past, right?
What have you done? What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, Frozen Empire.
That movie sucked.
Did it? I didn't see it.
Exactly.
Asteroid City.
What about
Asteroid
City's fantastic.
City, yeah, I love that movie.
Great movie. French Dispatch.
Your face.
Really good.
So
greatest beer run ever. Yeah, but you haven't even seen that.
No, I have. That is not a good movie.
It's a banger, dude. He also doesn't have an agent, so he might just be chilling. I could imagine that.
Hey, and he has the money and the right
to do
so. Did
he get Garfield as an accident?
Yeah, because he thought it was a different Coen Brothers that was doing the Garfield movie, and then he found out it was not the ones he wanted, and he's like, oh, well,
there's
I'll take
different
Coen
brothers?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, there's the good ones and the ones who, I guess, did the Garfield movie or something like that. Now, I'm not saying he doesn't have a great resume. It's just, it's been 15
years. Also think of the Coen brothers are actually good, because I think half of their movies are entertaining and the other half are kind of mid.
Okay.
So one of them is better than the other. I just don't know which one it is.
I like that. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, Hagee, thanks for asking. Did tell you about CY coming up there at 3:20. We also have Mark Schlereth at 4:40 and all the fun here for full 5 hours.
I love it. Roll home. with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Hey, good night, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.